I'm Davin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. The Great American Eclipse proved to be a profound moment for many people across the country, including in Cherokee. BPR reports from the Eastern Band Reservation's cultural celebration. On the Quala boundary, the histories and legends of the Cherokee came alive, and the hours leading up to the eclipse.
Amphibians in our culture in general, you think about the way they live their life, they dwell just as well on the land as they do in the water.
That's Mike Crow of the Museum of the Cherokee Indian, explaining the historical relevance of the frog in Cherokee legends.
This is the frog that lets us know that it's time to do the dance and welcome the spring. Ask the thunder to send rain to bring the plants back and make everything green again.
Crow is about to tell the story of how the frog swallowed the sun. It's a story that's been told to children on the reservation to explain eclipses for untold generations.
The frog came up from the underworld and said that he would slowly take bites of the sun until he'd eaten the entire sun. And when this would happen, the people would come out and they would bang the drums and make loud noises and try to just scare the frog away.
And then, as the frog began to slowly devour the sun, the temperature slowly began to sink, and the tribe began to drum and make loud noise. And then, for less than 3 minutes, day became night.
It's almost time.
The frog swallowed the sun.
We want to bring that sun back out, so let's start getting loud. Let's hear how loud you can get. Wow. Oh, shucks. Here we go, keep it loud. We want to get that sound back.
But then, just as fast as the frog began its meal, it fled away once more, giving up once again the sun. For many of the people there, the experience was transformative. People like Kia Kai Guimaraes from Silver Spring, Maryland.
It was profound. I was overcome. I started to cry. I didn't imagine that I would. It was seeing your place in the cosmos in a really serious and humbling way. The drumming that led up to it in the ritual style of getting you closer to something that's transformative seemed to set you up to have an aha moment.
And the same goes for 87-year-old Mary Frances Moriarty, who came to Cherokee along with her daughter's family from Virginia.
We're part of an immense reality that we hardly pay any attention to. But somebody's in charge, and things like that happen. And it's all in order, and it's organized. Somebody started it all going a long time ago and did a good job.
And for tribal members like Bo Taylor, the experience was just as special.
We're not that bad. Not that bad. But what we did is we came together, we shared a moment. Today, we looked up into the heavens and God was here. And we did, and it was an amazing thing. And it's like a snake will shed its skin, crawl off, and be a new snake. That's what we need to do today, is think about that. Even though we don't know each other, that we can greet each other as friends. Thank you very much. Good job.
For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.
I know we get, let's get low, man. I know we get. Halloween.